Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, it's great to be with you in the Word of God. It's great to be with you in 2 Timothy. We're in chapter 1, and we find ourselves all the way down to verse 3. And verse 3 introduces us to something that's very, very common in the ministry of the Apostle Paul in his letter writing. And that is, he quickly gets to a prayer. Now, he's not only had an invocation prayer, may grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God the Father. He now gets to a very specific prayer. Now, as I read this, let me remind you a couple of things. Here's the first thing. In the Bible, in the epistles of Paul, you will find 17 prayers by the Apostle Paul. And here is one of them. In fact, this is one of the last ones we'll read from his pen, because after he finishes 2 Timothy, this will be his last epistle and he'll die for the faith. So this is one of the last recorded prayers of the Apostle Paul that we will hear before he goes to meet the Lord as he finishes strong in his ministry. Here's what he says in verse 3. I thank God whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day. As I remember your tears, I long to see you that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control. So here's a couple of thoughts from this opening prayer. In fact, I'm going to spend 2 days on this opening prayer with you. The first one is to look at these opening requests. It begins, first of all, the way prayers ought to begin, with adoration and thanksgiving. I thank God. What God? The God I serve, this Jesus whom he serves, this God of glory whom he serves in the name of Christ. And he does so, this God who is directly related to the God of his ancestors. In other words, his ancestors understood who God was. The God of glory revealed in the Old Testament is the God of grace that was not only at work in the Old Testament, but now has manifested that grace in glorious proportions as never before. He had already shown grace. He had already saved people by grace. And he had prophesied his work of grace. But now the Apostle Paul is able to expound upon that work of grace in and through Jesus Christ. And so he says, I declare to you the glory of the God to whom I give thanks and to whom I serve as my ancestors would. And I do so with a clear conscience. And I do so because I want to remember you constantly in my prayers. Folks, good prayer life is a consistent prayer life. Good prayer life is a constant prayer life. A good prayer life is a habitual prayer life. I constantly remember you in my prayers, night and day. You not only pray during the nighttime, but you pray during the daytime. There's prayers being offered continually. And then he says, as I remember your tears. He remembers the tears of Timothy as to how Timothy would weep over life and ministry. I can imagine the times that they wept together for the cause of Christ and for the work of the gospel. And then he says, I long to see you, Timothy, that I may be filled with joy. And I am reminded of your sincere faith, the faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well. Hear those three words? Faith, hope, and love. You will find that in all of the opening prayers of the Apostle Paul. He'll always find a way. Remember, 17 prayers. He'll always find a way to work in that glorious triad of faith, hope, and love. Here he talks about the faith that dwelt in Lois and Eunice and Timothy. Here he talks about the hope of Christ that he sees at work in the life of Timothy. And here he speaks of the love that they have for each other and the love they have for the Lord, and the love they have for the cause of Christ to whom they serve together. Well, now he's going to say, I'm going to give thanks for another reason. Now, what is that? Join me tomorrow. That'll be another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.